The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to continue the discussion of the biggest error, crippling mature anointed believers, part two, and we'll then look at the essence of my message concerning emunah or faith. The overview of today's broadcast: probably the most challenging and most important message I've ever written. I'm still grappling with what I believe I've been shown, but it seems timeliest to share this now. Please listen prayerfully and feel free to give me feedback, whether positive or negative. We will look at how this error is manifest in modern-day ministries and denominations. We'll then look at the impact of this principle on relationships, commerce, or jobs. We'll look at my ministry and then look at the context of revelation and doctrine. We'll also examine satanic and or demonic inspiration and what to do about it. We'll then discuss the essence of my message concerning emunah, faith, starting with a settled assurance of the reality of the Creator and His will for us to prosper and be in health, and the need to resist the satanic and demonic realm. We will note that finances require industry and hard work, and that healing, safety and protection, wisdom, understanding, and favor are available by faith. We will note that prayers in faith will be answered and then look at some videos. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as an IT project manager. I have over 29 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993 when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had got me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. It's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Look at the click on the show in the top menu and podcasts on the drop down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for quote Relationship with Creator Radio. So we're going to continue with the article 2022-07-06, The Biggest Error Crippling Mature Anointed Believers, Part 2. In fact, on reflection, this is the biggest error crippling all believers, actually. It's probably the most challenging and most important message I've ever written. I'm still grappling with what I believe I've been shown, but it seems timeliest to share this now. Please listen prayerfully and feel free to give me feedback, whether positive or negative. So point number 5, modern-day ministries and denominations. Modern-day ministries and denominations are flooded with examples of men and women who get into error and fall away, creating one denomination after another, following their teachings instead of seeking a deep personal relationship with the Creator. These are all examples of the principle that I'm addressing in this broadcast. One can have a deep relationship with the Almighty and still get into serious error. The reason that all these competing ministries and denominations exist is that they have some level of verified deep revelation, yet in other areas they're in total error. So we see that people believe that because of some specific experience with Yah, they assume that they're being led totally and do not critically examine their beliefs and their actions, as opposed to actively seeking confirmation, signs, fasting, etc., to ensure that what they're doing is aligned with the Creator. Then about relationships. In my own life, this principle has applied to a number of relationships with women where I've assumed I was being led by Father and entered into sexual lifetime covenant relationships without checking. It's a widespread problem. Note in particular that a woman believer needs to be particularly careful about who she marries, because there are so few true male believers available to marry. See the webpage Single Woman Believers 7 Times Men on the website. In the same vein, male believers have a tendency to marry women who are not strong believers or not believers at all. This is not from Yah. Given that divorce is not easily granted, it is vital to ensure that one is being guided by Father with regard to a life partner, or in the case of a man, more than one life partner, if they so choose. Deep engagement with Father and repeatedly requesting signs and confirmations is called for. Folks, this is so important. There are so many people I've come across who are unequally yoked in marriage, and there's so much wrong teaching about it. If you're a believer and you're married to a believer, divorce only is granted under very specific circumstances. And there's an article on relationships, men and women, and divorce, etc., on the website that you can look at. Then point number 7, commerce or your job. Again, in my own life, I've made a number of really bad mistakes with regard to business partnerships, career direction, etc. Again, because I assumed I was being led. If you're considering a business partnership with an unbeliever, This is not from Yah. Again, deep engagement with Father and repeatedly requesting signs and confirmations is called for. Folks, I've mentioned this previously. I went for many years praying, Father, lead me by your Spirit every second of every day in every possible way. It's a very seductive prayer. It sounds like the right thing to pray. The problem is, Father created us to be independent, intelligent beings, to exercise our own will and discretion and make decisions. So he is not going to use you as a glove puppet and lead you in everything, in every second of every day. He's going to give you some general guidance, but he's going to want you to make the decisions and take the actions. And if you assume, if you pray that prayer or something like it, and go along believing he's leading you every second of every day in every possible way, you're going to make some serious mistakes. I made some serious mistakes, and I'm still reeling from the realization of just how many mistakes I made over the last 30 years. It's quite mind-boggling. Thankfully, I'm still at some level in relationship with Father. The last 6 months have been a pretty rocky road, but I seem to be coming out of it the other side. And I encourage you to look carefully at what you're assuming is being led by Father and what is not. In point number 8, ministry. In the preceding sections, I've made reference to people who've gone into dramatic and powerful full-time ministry and ended up in error and in some cases dying early. There are reports of others who burned out, and one of a notable minister in the US who died of alcoholism at a relatively early age. In 2019, I decided to publish physical books containing most of what I'd written and broadcast up to that date. I did this and borrowed a substantial sum of money to print and distribute the books, leaving myself with major debts that I'm struggling to repay, such that I have no money for retirement at the age of 68. Father subsequently pointed out to me that if I died without repaying all my debts, I would be a thief. So I published the books with deep belief I was being led, but I was not. Father would not require me to take on that debt. The fact one has a strong anointing and is healing, speaking on behalf of the Almighty, getting revelation, etc., does not mean one is fully aligned with the Almighty and in His will on all things. It is possible to move powerfully in the gifts of the Spirit and still lean to one's own understanding and error. The only solution is deep engagement with Father and repeatedly requesting signs and confirmations with regard to all significant decisions and actions. So this is quite mind-boggling, actually. I've really only seen this in the last few months, although I've been aware of it for quite a few years and not understood it. People who have deep relationship with Father who still go off the rails. Very, very challenging stuff. In point number 9, revelation or doctrine. Inherent in the above is the reality that it is possible to have deep revelation and still make serious mistakes in the areas of relationship, commerce, and ministry, as well as in the field of revelation. If this were not so, the world would be full of believers, all of whom were closely aligned with one another and with Yah, and who are prospering in business with powerful ministries and thriving families. The fact that this is not the case confirms my point. Point number 10, it's not sin. It's vital to understand that most of the error I've referred to is not sin. It is simply error that is not in line with Yah's best will for the life of the person in question. This can, in time, lead to increasing deception and error, and ultimately to sin. So, folks, you're free to marry whoever you marry. Just there's some people who are more suitable spouses than others, and if you make a bad choice, you can end up, as I did with my first marriage, going through hell on earth. The same way you can make a good business decision or a bad business decision. In the same way, you can apply for a job and it's the right job or the wrong job. Father will guide you in these things, but you need to take the time to ask him. You need to get on your knees. Say, Father, please guide me. You need to ask for signs. You need to be obedient to those signs. I've been used to give people messages confirming things from the Father, and most of the time they've gone off and done exactly the opposite of what Father told them to do. So it's really, really a big, big issue. Then point number 11, the satanic and or demonic inspiration. As I've grappled to understand the above, I've understood that, for the most part, these errors are simply a matter of the mistakes of the person concerned and are not the result of satanic or demonic inspiration. We simply make mistakes. End of story. As above, as one continues down a suboptimal path, one may in time sink into sin and get demons and see things spiral out of control. However, Father says that in most cases, there is no satanic or demonic involvement in getting into such situations. That's challenging because I certainly have spent a huge amount of time seeking to make sure I'm not involved in, infested with demons or influenced by them. And then to realize that in my own strength, I've just messed up totally on a significant number of occasions with relationships, with business, with just really mind-boggling stuff. That said, it is possible for the satanic and demonic realm to inject wrong thoughts into a person's thinking and send them off in the wrong direction if they're not constantly testing what they're doing with Yah. This is particularly the case with regard to doctrine or teaching and revelation. So, yes, we're surrounded by demons and satanic messengers, and they are trying to influence us. And yes, they may well lead you into a bad business decision or a bad relationship decision. Certainly possible. I believe that was the case with my first marriage. But at the end of the day, you've got to exercise your will and make the decision. You've got to say to the man or woman, I want to marry you. You've got to say to the person, I want to go into business partnership with you. If you don't do that, it's not going to happen. So it's up to you at the end of the day what you decide, what you do, what you say. So what do you do about it? Well, the first point is you cease believing that you are led by the Spirit of Yah in everything all the time and recognize that you are responsible for your thoughts and decisions, with the caveat that it is possible to go to Father Yah for guidance. But then you must spend real quality time with him. Listen attentively. Be obedient. Ask for confirmation and signs. And generally go to significant lengths to ensure that you are being guided by him. And even then, you must make the final choices. So in conclusion, this is totally at odds with what I was taught in the charismatic movement in the mid-1990s and with what I've believed up to a few months ago. But I'm convinced it is valid and is the biggest single reason the people who at one time were committed believers fall away, get into wrong relationships, make bad business decisions, do things in ministry that are destructive, get into wrong doctrine, and or fall away completely. This is a huge issue, folks. It affects pretty much every believer on the planet. Doesn't matter whether you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, whatever, Hindu. If you are at some level trying to serve the Almighty, this applies to you. You need to be careful that you're not assuming that the Almighty has spoken to you or directed you or led you when he hasn't. The temptation to do it is huge. I realized the other day that even a lot of unbelievers go around thinking that things are signs from God. It's quite mind-boggling. If you've been convicted that you are potentially falling into this trap, please pray along the lines of, Father Yah, I've realized that I've been assuming you are leading me in ways that I now recognize that I'm solely responsible for. I recognize that I've blamed you for things that have gone wrong and that I've not accepted full responsibility for my life. I recognize that you want me to rule with you and that I am not a glove puppet. I repent of my errors and ask you to forgive me. Help me to get closer to you. Help me to hear you more clearly. Help me to check in with you before I take significant decisions. Above all, I recognize that I'm fully responsible for the way I live my life, and I apologize for abdicating that responsibility. Amen. You can pray as much as you feel led to pray, just along the same lines, elaborate as you feel appropriate. I hope that this discussion has helped you to better understand why things may not be working out in your life with Yah and steps you can take to improve things. If you've been really, really seeking to serve Father and praying prayers like "Lead me by your Spirit in every possible way," you're going to find this is pretty difficult stuff to swallow, pretty difficult stuff to internalize, pretty difficult stuff to figure out how to act on it. After nearly 30 years of walking, believing I was being led by the Spirit in pretty much everything, now the last few months realizing that most of the things outside of my doctrine were wrong, it's quite a challenge to course correct. That said, there's this dichotomy that I have spent as a consequence of this, and to my benefit, I hope, spent something like 7 years without employment, seeking Father, praying, fasting, seeking truth, documenting what I've been taught. And the irony is that I still understand Father to say to me that that is correct, that I'm closer to him than anybody has been since Yeshua, that I've got more truth than anybody has had since Yeshua. And yet the rest of my life, pretty much a total mess, actually, if you really cut to the chase, if you go back to the previous week's broadcast and all the things that have gone wrong, wrong relationships, wrong business decisions, and so forth. Right. So we're going to pick up and carry on. We've got time for another message. 2021-09-01, the essence of my message concerning Emunah or faith. This article sets out to outline what I consider most important with regard to Emunah, or if you like, trust and belief, or more commonly in English, faith. Faith is the commonly used English term, but it has pagan connotations. And therefore, I recommend the Hebrew word Emunah, which is essentially faith on steroids. In other words, powerful faith. When I chose to intensely serve the Almighty Creator in 1993, I was introduced to a strongly charismatic Bible-based faith church where there were constant teachings on faith. As a consequence, I was exposed to an intense level of teaching about faith, and as a consequence, as my ministry developed, I did not write much about Emunah. I effectively took it for granted that my readers knew about Emunah. I recently realized that people who are coming to me through the websites and through social media and the mailing lists do not have this grounding. And therefore, it seems important to me to set out my understandings of Emunah or faith, which is the purpose of this section. So point number one, settled assurance of the reality of the Creator. Deep, settled belief in the existence of the Creator is a fundamental prerequisite. If you do not have a settled assurance that he exists, you cannot believe for anything from him. See the web page. The essence of my message regarding creation. For a detailed discussion of why creation is valid and real as evidence that the Creator exists. With this, come to a deep realization that the sole reason we exist is to be friends of the Creator and that He desires the very best for us. See Why Are We Here and other articles on the website. Folks, I went through a period when I was backslidden and away from Father, where I wasn't sure he existed. So I do understand what it looks like to be on that side of the fence. Then after he'd spoken to me, I knew that he was real. And, you know, from that point, it became unshakable. But it took me another 10, 15 years to get to a point where beyond saying, I know that he's real, and trying to quote the Bible and various authorities, that I could say from a point of view of personal experience that I could refer others to, that he exists and that there's a creator. So I really encourage you to go to that webpage, Essence of Message, regarding creation. Secondly, in emunah, faith, prosper and be in health. Once you have a settled assurance that Father exists and created us to be his friends, it is axiomatic that he desires for us to prosper and be in health. See in the Bible, 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth, and to protect us and care for us in every possible way and keep us from all evil. Bible, Psalm 121, 7, Yah, the eternally self-existing, not the Lord, shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. So it's so that once you're filled with his Spirit, once you're close to him, he will do all he can to help you be in health. Obviously, if you do foolish things from a health point of view, you may not always be in health. If you're living in very difficult circumstances, you may not always be in health. But fundamentally, his desire is for you to prosper and be in health. And if you're not doing that, then you need to look at what's amiss as to why you're not in health, as to why you're not prospering. And this is not the time and the place for a detailed discussion of that. There are other broadcasts, there are other articles on the website around judgment in this life and things like that. There's a whole ebook on poverty in the church, written many, many years ago when I still thought that Jesus Christ was Lord and so forth. Point number three, resist the satanic and demonic realm. Together with reaching a settled assurance that Father desires to care for you, then the next step is to realize that you have to resist the satanic and demonic forces such that they flee from you. Bible, James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to the Almighty, or God, wrongly, incorrectly. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Part of this is by choosing to live above sin so that you give the forces of darkness zero legal right to get judgments against you. If you sin, you invalidate whatever emunah you are exercising in a related field. See the webpage, The Essence of My Message Concerning Judgment in This Life, and also what is required to live above sin. So we live in a world of intense satanic and demonic activity. If you're a believer, they are going all out to destroy you, at least to trip you up, at least to sidetrack you. You need to resist them. And the first and foremost way you resist them is by getting free of sin in your life, because if you are free of sin, they cannot touch you. An anecdote. Many years ago, I went through a period of did some things, inadvertently picked up a whole lot of demons, said some foolish things, prayed some foolish things. Went for ministry, thousands of demons, including a whole lot of death curses and human sacrifices against me. But they weren't touching me because I was free of sin. And this is so important. If you want to walk in a really powerful position with Father, you need to come to a place where you're free of sin. And point number four, finances require industry and hard work. Realize with regard to finances that while it is the desire of Father Yah, the Almighty Creator, for you to prosper, that he will give you wisdom to get wealth. See the Bible, Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember Yah the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wrath, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is in this day. You must work hard in order to prosper. Genesis 3:19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. If you're doing nothing to generate income and exercising supposed emunah, that is futile, presumptuous, and foolish. You must be industrious and hardworking, and Father will bless the work of your hands. Note that in this age, pastor is no longer a career, it is a vocation, and Father, I expect you to have a day job to support your ministry. There's a lot of wrong thinking, particularly amongst prosperity teachers in Christianity. I guess to some extent in other religions as well. But folks, the bottom line is you have to get a job, or you have to have a business, and you have to work hard at it and be industrious and trustworthy and honest and all the things that Father expects of you, in order to generate that income. And you can invest it wisely, and you can prosper, and you can be wealthy, but you have to do the work. Then healing is available. Realize that with regard to healing, you must take good care of your body, and that medical practitioners are a valid source of healing. At the same time, dramatic, miraculous healing is possible. Once you have belief and a revelation that what Yah wants you well, it is possible to walk in divine health and never get sick. As a corollary to this, if you walk above sin, you are very unlikely to get ill. In safety and protection. Once you realize that Father wants you to be safe and secure, then realize that his messengers encamp around you to protect you, provided you do not sin, and thereby test him on this. Every person has a guardian messenger or angel, and more senior believers have a cohort of messengers to protect them. In the Bible, Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in unrighteous judgment you shall condemn shall be refuted." This is the heritage of the servants of Yah, the eternally self-existing, and their righteousness is from me, says Yah, the eternally self-existing. It also says that Yah's messengers encamp around you to protect you. So, folks, it's so important to understand this. You can get healed. You do not necessarily have to go to some anointed prophet or pastor or whatever they call themselves, who's spirit-filled, who's delivering healing. That healing is available to you through the Spirit of Yah that is in and upon you, if you will tap into it, if you will apply your faith, your emunah, to seek it. The same with safety and protection. If you constantly confess, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper, your messengers encamp around me to protect me," you will be safe, provided you don't sin, in which case there will be judgment. Point number 7, wisdom, understanding, chen, or favor, etc. As a committed believer, you are entitled to claim chen, favor, wisdom, understanding, deliverance, etc. You also have a right to have sensible, not presumptuous, prayers answered. See the essence of my message regarding prayer, the webpage. Fundamentally, trust Father to guide you and protect you in every possible way, while at the same time exercising common sense and being practical, and remembering the previous teaching, you are not a glove puppet. You have to apply your mind. You have to ask for signs. You have to ask for guidance. You need to be very meticulous about how you exercise your discretion. Then point number 8, prayers in emunah will be answered. Claim all of the above in prayer daily, proclaim them, give thanks for them daily, and walk in all of them. If you pray in emunah, pray in faith, as a settled assurance of the reality of these promises, they will be granted to you. And then we're going to talk a bit about some relevant YouTube videos. I'm going to share with you about a number of relevant videos on YouTube that are worth watching or listening to. I want to stress with the videos we're going to look at, we're going to discuss in a minute, is that they were all made, recordings made about 50, 60, 70 years ago. Quite a few of them are converted from cinema, ordinary film before video came into existence, before digital came into existence. So the first one, the video on YouTube, is called Mountain Moving Faith. If you go into the search bar at the top of YouTube and type in Mountain Moving Faith by Kenneth E. Hagin, you should find this video. It's about emunah, faith. It's an old, but it's a powerful teaching on faith by Kenneth Hagin Sr., one of Father's generals of the last century. Remember that emunah is the Hebrew word translated faith, but it is much more far-reaching concept than faith. So preferable to use emunah than faith in your discussions. Also, the English word faith has some pagan, that is satanic, connotations and should be avoided. Also remember to use Yeshua instead of Jesus, Yah instead of the Lord, the Almighty instead of God. Note that Yeshua is not Yah in the flesh, he's human. Christ refers to the anointing of the Spirit of Yah that is on a human being and is actually Yah, not Jesus. And the Bible is a useful and accurate historical history book, but it's not the Word of God. So there's more revelation to the speaker than he realizes. If you're struggling to receive healing, finances, or other items that require emunah, I commend this teaching with the caveats above. And I want to stress, folks, at the time this was recorded, there was still grace for the wrong names and the wrong beliefs. That grace started to be withdrawn on the 1st of January 2000, and it continued to be withdrawn until just before the 3rd of May 2003, before Satan was cast into the pit, because it had to be withdrawn before Satan could go into the pit. You may still be exercising faith by what Father calls force of faith, but ultimately you need to start using the correct names and the correct beliefs. Another useful video, YouTube, The Difference Between Faith and Feelings, again by Kenneth Hagin. useful distinction between faith and healings. Not much to say about that, worth listening to. The next one, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory's Lost, Part 1, by Kenneth E. Hagin. There's a powerful teaching on emunah, faith, by one of the great teachers on the subject. As usual, be alert to truth and error and focus on the truth and recognize that if the error were removed, the message would be even more powerful, and that in this age that is necessary. Next one, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory is Lost, Part 2, by Kenneth E. Hagin. Powerful teaching on emunah, faith, by Kenneth Hagin Sr. I learned a lot about faith from his teachings many years ago. Note that one needs to use Yah, not the Lord, Almighty, not God, Yeshua, not Jesus, etc. Note also that the Bible is a largely accurate historical account. It does not need to be the Word of God for the principles that are taught in this video to work. Note also that Christ refers to the anointing of the Spirit of Yah on Yeshua, and that Yeshua is not Yah in the flesh. It was the Spirit of Yah on Yeshua that performed the miracles. Just as it is possible for the anointing of the Spirit of Yah on you to perform miracles if you choose to seek that. Folks, this is so important. If you watch these videos of highly anointed men and women that I've shared with you and continue to share with you, it is possible for you to walk in that level of faith, that level of power, that level of authority, if you choose to make the effort to get there. And that's a key part of my message. Father wants you, not me or this person or that person. He wants you to get really close to him. He wants you to be filled with his Spirit at a dramatic level. He wants you to be able to go out and heal the sick, raise the dead, drive out demons. Stop waiting for somebody else to get anointed or for you to find an anointed person who can help you, and do the hard yards, do the fasting, do the prayer, do the time on your knees with him, do the worship. Look at the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close, on the website. It's about 70 pages. Read it, apply it, do all the things that are there. And I'm very confident if you do that over a period of 2 or 3 years, you will get to a place where you are very close to the Father and you're moving with a strong anointing and with power and authority. Another teaching by Kenneth Hagin, The Most Important Things You Should Know About Healing. Another important teaching on Emunah, faith and healing. The fundamental truth is that Father created us to be perfect, to be in health and prosperous. 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Folks, these are such defining videos. If you've never had teaching about Emunah, teaching about faith, I strongly recommend you to get these videos off YouTube. Take time to prayerfully listen to them and apply the teachings. Don't get stuck on the error. Pretty much everybody on earth has error. So if you focus on the error, you're going to miss the truth that they have, which might be valuable to you. Watch these videos, ignore the error, and focus on the truth. In conclusion, I hope that this has provided you with some insight into Emunah, trust and belief, or faith, as an essential element of walking with the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth. His true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. Folks, Emunah, faith, starts with a deep, settled assurance that the Creator exists, and then progresses on to a settled assurance that he wants you to be healthy, that he wants you to prosper, that he wants you to have wisdom, that he wants you to have a family that's a blessing to you, that he wants you to have a successful business or a really fulfilling job, that he wants you to have a ministry that he has called you to. And you can have all of those things. Wherever you are, he will make a way for you, provided you exercise your faith, you deal with your sin, you pray the prayers that are needed, you do the things that are needed, you ask for wisdom and understanding, and you apply that wisdom and understanding. I refer you again to the previous broadcast and the first part of this broadcast. Be discerning. Check in with him. Get on your knees for an hour. And get daily, and get to really hear him. Worship for an hour or longer daily, and get really close to him. Read anointed writing, and get close to him, and you will see things happen that you may well not be able to envisage yourself doing at this point in time. So I want to close by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, this is so important. There's only one reason that this universe exists, this solar system exists, this planet exists, you and I exist. And that is to be friends with the Creator. That is to have a deep personal relationship with him. That is to talk to him constantly. Dialogue, not just moaning at him. Talk to him. Ask his opinion. Ask for guidance. And then do what he tells you to do. There's no point in asking his opinion if you just ignore it. There's no point asking him what you should do if you go and do the exact opposite. He wants to be your friend. He wants you to be his friend. He wants you to understand him. He wants you to understand what's important to him. When you get to that place, you will find that the world looks very, very different to what you previously thought it was. Because so much of what happens in the world today is not from Father. It's error, it's sin, it's ugly. And he wants your help to roll back the darkness. He wants your help to change things. So on the main menu of the website, some important documents and a video, compendium of important articles, video, Why Seek Relationship, The Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is You Are the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, Muslims, Jews, etc. Available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the Compilation of Most Writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer, or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search and article search are in the right-hand sidebar. Just scroll down a bit and you'll find them. Google search, particularly useful and flexible. A lot of material there, over 1,000 web pages, 2,500 articles, a lot of questions answered. You may well find what you're looking for there. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, and I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, I just want to recap. Father wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter whether you are young or old. It doesn't matter whether you have advanced education or no education. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter whether you're tall or short. It doesn't matter whether you're thin or fat. It doesn't matter your race, your tribe, your country, your color. It doesn't matter whether you've got black hair or white hair. It doesn't matter whether you're blonde hair, blue eyes or brown eyes. It doesn't matter if you're African, Asian, European, whatever. All of those labels are irrelevant to him. He's concerned about what's inside. He wants you to become his friend. He wants you to take time out to get to know him. He wants you to get on your knees and pray. He wants you to get out on your feet and raise your arms and worship him. He wants you to get hold of anointed writings and read and write and get there. He wants to be your friend. What can I say? Good night. Bye.